I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hot Almighty.
9.
You know, say what you want, but I never had an argument with anybody who didn't speak English.
Paige.
I would rather be the one who does the whipping rather than someone who gets spanked.
Fat Boy.
Dabo Swinney. If I ever see you out in public, I will buy your lunch and shake your hand, sir.
The Rise Guys. Mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
I had mentioned the other day when we were talking about the movie that you're in. That's the thing I neglect to mention is that Paige is filming a movie. If you hear us talk about Jeff and Joan, that is the movie that Paige is filming. It's a rom-com. I hate that I say
Why?
That.
Why? It's a romantic this comedy.
This makes it easier. A romantic comedy. Motion picture. Filming in parts of it even in Easley,
yes.
South Carolina?
Liberty.
It's going to be Leatherheads 2, isn't it? You're just not telling us. You call it Jeff and Joan, but it's really Leatherheads 2. It's you and Krasinski.
You know it's right.
Serene Stadium.
Me and George Clooney out on the field.
No, you get Krasinski. Paige is in Rudy, too. Rudy Pooh. Rudy Pooh, Candy Ass, coming to theaters this fall.
That was your hamburger. Hut, hut.
Hut, hut. So, Paige just, someone had told me, and this is the great thing about this being an upstate production, is like a lot of the people that are involved in it are from this area, so they know more than Paige even tells us. And somebody mentioned to me, I ain't going to tell you who it is, they were not talking out of turn, they were just saying, you got to ask Paige about this. And I did, thinking it was a joke, and you admitted that in this movie, you sing. Now, is this is what I know you're very protective of the plot, as I mean, they
because,
are.
Yeah,
they haven't even told you the ending.
I don't even know the ending. I'm just at where I'm going to the next scene.
The waters will recede. You sing in it. Now, is this like a shower scene where you're showering with you're naked and you're singing along? Are you singing while you cook? Or is this a performance?
Ooh.
Are you on a stage?
Ooh, wouldn't that be fun if I was?
So protective of the plot. She wants people to go see it. She's blacked it out.
We won't say anything about it.
You know, I did disclose the boots that I'm wearing in the film, which is
has nothing to do with the story. They're nice, but
and
that's
someone
just
asked me if that's the only thing I'm wearing in the film was boots.
Yeah, that's all you showed was just the shoes.
Hi, Louie Tactical.
Will it mess up the plot of Jeff and Joan if
I'm singing just wearing boots? It's great.
When you start doing these interviews for this, when you do your press junket, let the interviewer finish the question first, okay? Barbara Wallace will correct you on that. I know she will.
I'm sorry.
Connie Chung, all of them.
I apologize.
When you're singing this performance, can you tell us what song it is? Will that give away too much? Or the genre of music, even?
Oh, see, that was the tough part.
You cough if I say the genre, then you're not telling me. Rock and roll? Pop. Country, gospel, jazz, hip hop, psychedelic rock. What else is left?
All these standards.
Folk, Celtic. What? What did you say?
I think she coughed on folk.
Oh, she's coughed
standards,
on worse. I'll tell
standards.
You.
Oh,
standards.
Kind of standards. Kind of in that thing.
Oh, so something that's public domain then. So
no,
you don't have to,
no, it's not public domain.
Pay up for the publishing.
No.
It had to be you.
Something along that.
Singing to Nelson, ain't I, baby?
Blue.
Yes. Bada bee, da da ba, bada bee.
That was
bada bee. Rico Five.
Happy birthday.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Paige is back with a brand new invention. What is the song?
I can't tell you. It would ruin the scene.
We thought about it yesterday. The trifecta, the Holy Trinity. We thought about it. Me, Fat Boy, and Nine. Yesterday, we're talking about, has Paige ever sang on the show? Without a taste.
I'm so good.
And we did secure a clip.
Yay.
What year was this from again? Do you know?
Was it 12?
It's got to be 2011 or 2012.
Okay.
See if you remember this little ditty.
What? Which one? Oh, this is so good. I'm playing the guitar too.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just
I love this.
Before it rained. He rode us all the way to New Orleans.
That's me on guitar. No hands.
Out of my dirty red bandana.
Get it. Oh, she missed a line here.
I sang it soft while Bobby sang the verse. When Joe White first left the time, I was holding Bobby.
Look at her.
We sang
She's so
every
embarrassed.
Song the driver knew.
Now it's getting good. I love this
Oh, you hear this.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
Sound like Marla Hooch.
Nothing. Ain't nothing on your bed ain't free. No. But feeling good was easy, love. When he sang the blues.
Oh.
You know, feeling good because you're good enough for me. Stop making me laugh. Good enough for me and my Bobby and me.
Is that good?
Man,
I can't wait to go do that. I'm going to go sing trivia right now at a bar.
I am willing to share my melon.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
She's going to answer karaoke.
Trivia, karaoke. I'm drunk already.
I'm proud of my breasts.
Well, you should be.
Only one, though. No, I want more information on the bedroom scene you told us a little bit. You told us it exists, but that's all we know is that there is one.
Is it between you and my... Is it with Jeff?
It's me and eight guys.
Everyone's going to buy a ticket.
That's D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-P.
I'm an investor.
Bang.
Just send my paycheck straight to the
bank. Eight guys, they're moving furniture. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, they were the crew.
Oh, my God.
That was beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, I've never had eight. Crew. You know, it was so funny we were filming. I've never had eight guys in my bedroom before.
What?
Ever.
You won't hear Amy Wood make that
it
joke.
It was awkward.
Good to know.
Please don't think that I had anything for me.
Are you singing during the bedroom scene?
Wouldn't that be great?
It's a question you can answer.
No, I'm not.
It's a question.
Is this some kind of marketing plan that was laid out by some ad agency? Because you've got me wanting to see this movie so bad, and I'm not getting a damn royalty penny off of it. It's just so interesting.
Do you know what? The blooper roll is going to be better than the movie.
Reels. Yeah. What do I have to teach you?
Blooper roll.
Blooper roll.
Fat Boy, did you ever find the other clip of Paige singing that other song? Is it still around? Does it exist?
Let me look.
Oh, you didn't look for it?
I had the other one.
Oh, my God.
In.
Please be.
Oh, the one that I sent you.
The Divine.
Ask for two.
It was already in. This is for you, buddy.
Oh, we got a buzzer in 2019.
I am so good.
Fantastic.
I am so good.
Will you be seeing a voice teacher, whatever that's called?
For what? For what purpose?
Oh, you just heard what we played.
That was great. I did hear it.
Like,
Paige
will be the only person that sings in English, but the transcripts will be up so you know what she's saying.
Hey, that was beautiful. That was almost better than your Reba.
I want to sing with Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
I love Lil Wayne. Paige sounds like she's swallowing her tongue when she says Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Lil.
Say it without thinking about
Lil
it.
Lil Wayne.
No,
Lil
Wayne. You're thinking about it again.
See?
I think I got one.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
See what,
Lil Wayne.
See what this one is.
Oh, I got a love that keeps me waiting. Oh,
Black Keys,
I got a love that keeps
me waiting. This is Black Karaoke.
I'm a lonely boy. I'm a lonely boy.
Ooh, yeah.
I got a love that keeps me waiting.
This is like a Christmas song.
It's the best
ever.
That'll work for two.
Oh, my my gosh.
What was the other one you were referencing, though? I don't remember.
At one point, she's saying, when I think about you, oh. I touch myself. Okay.
That's Old Divinals. Be on my album. Yeah.
The D-Vinals.
So good.
Give me a second here.
That was great. Because she didn't sing it with nearly the vigor I just hit it with.
Watch out. Is this an Ella Fitzgerald song you're singing?
What song?
I got People it. Are guessing.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, yes, please.
This is Paige singing about touching herself.
Well, hang on. Let me pop it up and upsample it a second here.
Yeah, do it. Make it loud.
God. Yeah. Look at Ready? This. A bedroom yes. scene and she sings. Let me know. I'll buy the tickets on Adam right now. That's a movie app thing.
When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Going eight of them.
Oh, no.
This is a good part.
You're the one who makes me come running. You're the sun who makes me shine. You're around, I'm always laughing. You're the one who makes me come running.
How do you do that? I think you just got black eyes.
That's okay.
Oh, I can't wait to see the movie now.
I know, it's like brilliant minds behind this one. A bedroom scene. You get a bedroom suit. That's your payment for the movie.
I do.
You get to keep the bed that you perform in. Some people keep the wardrobe. Paige is keeping a dresser and a chiffon robe.
Yes.
And boots.
And the boots.
I'm going to be, those boots are going to be walking. I'm
oh,
excited.
My God.
Ooh.
What?
And she did that one too, right?
What?
The walking boots.
Yeah,
song.
I did that. Yeah, she did that.
Did I do that?
Yeah, Nancy Sinatra, you did that. Because
yeah.
We used to do Rise Guys Idol back when that show was a big thing,
did
and then we
that?
Would do the, what was the karaoke bit we would do?
Black
karaoke's.
We did that, yeah. It was just like
that. I love that song.
Karaoke championship. We had the belt for it.
Yeah, that's right. The karaoke championship. Nine, you won that one.
Yeah, several times.
We are all such good singers on this show.
I know.
Hands down. And then, I'm the best, but I mean, you guys are okay.
She sang a whole song one time, too. I mean, H-O-L-E.
Yes.
Oh. Celebrity Skin?
I think Celebrity Skin, yeah.
Oh, my God, I hear it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, please.
Ready?
Yes, please.
Yes. Here goes. That's the best part.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. Walking steady. A demonology, yes. It's never made it,
Wait, wait.
Now look at my face. My name is Might Have Been. My name is Never Was.
I love it.
My name's Forgotten. Hey, so glad I made it. Yeah.
That sounds like a siren.
You're just jealous.
Here comes.
It's a good part.
In my makeup, it's too early for that dress, wilted and faded. We're in Hollywood, I'm glad I came here with your pound of flesh.
God, Courtney Love Hives.
She loves me.
Probably a little better.
That's her alter ego, Courtney Hate.
That's her.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
The voice of an angel. Really.
I really am.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Let me ask a personal question here, if I could. Oh, when y'all, and y'all rarely do, y'all being Fat Boy and Nine, and Nine sometimes does, but like with button-up shirts, you know, like just a button-up shirt or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Like I usually try to wear undershirts with all shirts, and that's not for the extra layer of warmth. It's more to hide my nipples and stuff, because I get cold. My nipples get all pointy. It's distracting in a photo. I hate that.
You're the only one who notices.
I don't care. It's me. I need to stand up for me. So that's why I wear an undershirt. Now, part of the other, but I don't like the look because look at this. I'm wearing a black button-up shirt, but then I have to wear an undershirt.
Yeah.
Okay? But then once that blends in with my beard, look at this from away.
I don't notice anything.
It looks like my beard is like, monstrous. Like I would wear, you know.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, well, I get it, but here's the other the reason why I wear it is also for the nipples, but also look at this. Let me reach under my shirt here. You noticed a lot about my fashion this week on the mm-hmm. show, or how I feel about it. Now look, you see what I'm doing? I'm pulling down my undershirt so I can expose my chest through the shirt.
Your chest hair.
The chest hair.
Yeah.
So I was looking in the mirror today, and I was like, first of all, bleh, bleh, bleh,
bleh. Well, besides that.
And then, once I got my composure, I was like, yesterday you were talking about Paige, you were talking about January.
Yes.
Where women, some women, are saying for the month of January, we will not shave anything just to be free, not get laid, whatever it is, whatever is the mission statement is. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, when's the last time the conversation about hairy chest with men has come up in conversation? Rarely.
Yeah.
Because back in the 80s, I can remember my mama, hey baby, talking about Tom Selleck. And this was Magnum P.I. days.
I remember my mom talking about Mark Wohlers because he had the chest hair billowing out the top of the jersey when he'd come in and close out a game for the Braves in
perfect.
The 90s. Yeah.
So did Moose say like Mary did, Mary to Tom Selleck? She said, I would love to run my fingers through his chest hair.
Uh-huh.
I feel like women still feel that way. In 2019, chest hair is... I mean, there's got to be a happy medium. Like, I took scissors and trimmed mine down because I felt it was too, and it wasn't bushy at all. It wasn't like the beard. It was just a little too much. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But so in 2019, Paige, mm-hmm. chest hair for men is, because it went away.
Did it? Yeah, bodybuilding.
Well, look, that's never been on the forefront of my conversation. I'm talking about there was a time when men shaved their chests.
Yeah.
Then there was a time it kind of came back, you know, a little bit, not too much. So almost like that landing strip. Mm-hmm. Think about it. You never would allow breasts to be hairy mm-hmm. on a man during this time. You'd have that little arch go down.
Yeah.
Like a landing strip leading you to the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
But so where are we now in 2019? Is it you just said, ooh, yeah, run my fingers through his chest hair.
I got a little sexy chest hair.
Little.
My husband had a lot and I liked it.
It's just be who you are, man. If you got a hairy chest,
come on
it.
That.
No, that's the best thing you can do. You want to appeal to people. You want people to think you're sexy. Be comfortable in your own skin. That's the only way you'll like. You know, I mean, you know, because then you got to think about a dude like shaving his chest in the shower, and that takes away all the manliness from him, does it not?
Listen. The question is not how we feel, Jimmy, because as you said, we are our biggest self-critics.
Yeah.
Our biggest self-critic. But women, and this is for guys listening out there, like they got to know what – you remember the Mel Gibson movie, What Women Think? He could hear what they were thinking instead of having to ask them.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's all the sequel, What Women Think. It's better. But, like, so speak for women right now. And if Paige is wrong, 1-800-774-0093. I think it's a question that we need an answer to as men in 2019. How y'all feel about chest hair?
The problem is, like, you want a man or you want a boy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because men are kind of hairy.
Men are kind of hairy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, sure. But there can be too much.
Chest hair, sexy. Back hair, no. Not.
Jimmy, agree? You say be who you are and live free.
Yeah, I think if you're hairy, you're hairy. That's who you are.
Yeah.
Clap your hands.
And then find you a mate who likes it, I guess.
God, that could be tough if you were
like
coated.
Had
you know?
A little hair on your chest, you know?
Fat boy, how's your chest hair? No photos, please. How's his chest? How's your chest hair looking?
Yeah. I got gray in the middle.
A little bit there.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm talking about, though? You can tell. Have you ever shaved it at all? Trimmed it down?
Well, yeah, I do the top.
Right? Because you got that little V deal. Yeah.
No, I just strip. A straight line across.
I don't have
out.
Very much, right? It's just a little bit.
Yeah.
But more than my dad had. My dad had like 6 hairs on his chest, so I'm doing better than him.
My daddy was very hairy.
Yeah. I can imagine.
He was very hairy.
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you have the happy trail, though, going down the tummy?
It gets kind of wide on the belly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you get down here and it's just all over the place.
If you take some pomade, you can blend it.
Paige, you're styling your belly.
Listen, I want to hear
Paige,
this.
I one time,
we'll
just to be fun, I did, I've took pomade and I made a six pack out of the belly hair.
That's sexy.
It was cute.
Yeah. You styled belly hair. Okay.
This is silver lining. I styled belly hair into a six pack. In fact, I had so much I made a 12er. I sure did. All right, we got some corrections or maybe some addendums to make to how do women feel about men's chest hair in 2019?
I love it.
Yeah, I want to know what people think.
And it's also, I mean, not specifically, but definitely women, because, you know, from a heterosexual's point of view, that's what matters. Now, Jimmy says be who you are, and look, I respect that. To me, though, if it's going to make, well, whatever, you know, it's a psychology kind of thing. I like to please.
Well, pleasing somebody is not about how much hair you have on your chest.
Yeah, you can't help that.
You can please somebody regardless of the hair on your chest.
Thank you. You know from experience.
Of course. I mean, okay. You don't worry about it.
All right.
You're good to go, brother.
Let's go to the electric city of Anderson and talk to P1 Chipmunk. Good morning.
Hello.
The conversation you'll never hear on any other radio show. We're going deep and bold with this one. What do you feel about chest hair in 2019?
Well, mine loves it.
Oh, your wife loves it. Okay, or your girlfriend or whoever. She loves it. What are you? Are you bushy?
No, not too bushy. Medium.
What about your chest?
All in other places.
Yeah. Thank you, Chipmunk. Have a good morning.
Do the same, buddy.
All right, see you, brother. Happy Friday. Paige.
Matt.
This is just a natural conversation here as we're having. Does the chest hair need to match the other body hair? In other words,
color-wise or just texture?
You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay.
Yeah, if you groom patches like on your body, you need it to symmetry, what? Right? You don't want to have like too much somewhere,
right.
Not enough down there. But I know someone that has the chest hair and no other hair, you know, a little leg hair.
Yeah. A little leg hair?
Okay. Yeah. No public hair.
All right. Public hair. 1-800-774-0093. This is stupid, but it's fun. Yes. I enjoy this. P1 Rainbow Child in Spartanburg. At least I'm honest about it. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to y'all.
Chest hair. So, hashtag.
I used to absolutely hate any kind of body hair because it just looked bad. It looked like there was, you know, I knew people that had the hairy backs and that basically was a human Chewbacca.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just was so gross to me. Mm-hmm. But I met my now fiance and he's got a hairy chest and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You love, what do you love about it? Do you ever lay your head on it when you're maybe laying there in bed?
Makes my face hurt.
I lay my head on his chest and he's not like, he's actually pretty hairy. He has pretty hairy arms and legs, but like his chest hair isn't that bad to where it's overpowering. It's just comfy. And in a weird sense, it's comfy because it's warm and it keeps him warm. But then like when we're laying in bed, it keeps me warm and I actually like it.
God.
Throw a hooter up on there.
Wow. All right. Well, good. Have a great weekend, Rainbow Child. Thank you.
You too.
Paige just like raised her hand like she's got something fierce to say.
I remember something when my husband, remember when we went on the cruise and my husband competed in the hairy chest contest? And I was really embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed for him, but I loved it. But I couldn't believe that there was other women on stage petting my husband's chest.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like runner-up. He didn't win.
Come on,
but the
up.
Man that won was just full hair, and they're all over him.
I think that
him.
Was a gorilla in a speedo.
Yeah, he was like half Sasquatch, that other guy. All right, let's say we go to P1 Desiree in Greenwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chest hair, how you feel about it?
So, I kind of have a similar opinion to the last girl. My now fiance, when we our first weekend together, he had shaved his chest.
Yeah.
And I laughed at him for it. And I'm like, why would you do this? He's like, because I thought you would like it. But, you know, this was our first weekend together. You know, not a lot of pre-talking. We hadn't brought the topic up.
Right.
So from that day, he never shaved his chest hair again. And, you know, now 4 years later, almost five, he has his chest hair, but it's not like an immense amount.
Yeah.
And now part of me wishes he would at least trim it like you did, because it's a bit longer.
Yeah.
And
it's like your front yard. You don't want it to get out of control. But you also don't want it to, you know, be bare bones, you know, dirt.
Yeah, it probably shouldn't be as long as the hair, like longer than the hair on your head. You should have like 4-inch long chest hairs, probably.
Absolutely, absolutely. Desiree, have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, Desiree. That's a name that needs to come back. I like it.
That's funny.
I mean, it is here. There, we just talked to her, but I like that name.
She has a hammer.
What?
She used to.
Oh,
there you go. Nice.
If anybody knows.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
You there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, you know the deal. Legally, I have to ask you this. You sure you want to do this? We're not coercing you to do this. You gave us the phone number and set the whole deal up, correct?
Correct.
This isn't for any concert tickets. We're not giving you Foo Fighters tickets that you didn't win 2 years ago. None of that. That's not funny, Fat Boy. He didn't win them. I'm sorry for him, Chance. I apologize. All right. Fat Boy's going to dial the number right now. When she answers, talk to her. She won't know she's on the radio. And then ultimately, when you let the cat out of the bag and all that, then we'll jump on too, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Apparently, this varies by state as far as having to give it back. Rob Inario said in South Carolina, it has been ruled before that they have to give it back.
Yeah, is a P1 Tech stand who got a judgment against his ex over a ring.
In Florida, anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Good morning. Hello?
What?
Hello?
What?
How are you this time morning? All right, I was just calling to say that
I blocked you. I blocked you. I blocked your number. Can you take a hint? I am done, okay? Just stop. Stop. Just stop, okay?
She's gone. She hung up. Chance. Well, God, they didn't hang up on her, did. She hung up.
I thought she might do that.
Why do you tell us any of this stuff? We could have rearranged it a different way. Okay. All right. We'll call her back this time and just...
You don't want me to do anything off, right? You just want me to...
Well, Jimmy, what do we do? We not block it this time, and then... Well, she won't answer then. How do we handle it?
She might answer if it's not his. Like, it was blocked either way.
Okay, unblock it then. And then when she answers, we'll just tell her what's going on.
But if the phone rings twice at 7:35 a.m., don't you think it's the same person calling back if you just hung up on him?
Well, you would assume.
Probably.
I mean, I would.
Chance, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. We're going to call her back, but we're not going to block it this time. We'll just tell her she's on the radio and then get right into it, okay?
Hopefully she likes drama.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, Sherry?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks in Greenville, South Carolina. How are you?
I'm fine, hey. I guess.
We're live on the radio right now. Okay, well, let's explain that. We're live on the radio right now. And
okay.
All right, so you just talked to Chance, your former fiancé?
Yeah.
Okay, look,
I did.
He wants to talk to you. Are you cool with talking to him real quick?
Oh, my gosh. I knew something was up.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. I know. He was sounding weird. He was sounding like he was putting on stuff. And I was like, what is this? And I just, there was an echo in the phone. Okay. No.
All right. So, he's got something that he wants to talk to you about. He told us about the ring and the breakup and the whole family drama and all this stuff.
Okay, great. The family drama. Mm-hmm. Did he tell you why we broke up?
He said
family drama?
I do want to say this on his part. He was very protective of it. He said, I don't want to get into any of that. That's for her and her family to deal with. I just want to talk about what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, he said you had family drama.
He said it was you.
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, I'm so sorry, guys. No. Chance cheated on me. He cheated on me.
Chance.
Yeah, he cheated on me. That's right. Yeah, guess he left that part out, right?
Chance?
Mm-hmm.
You there, Chad?
Yes.
How's that family drama if you cheated on her?
Because he cheated on me with a family friend. And my daddy found out and went over to Chance's shop and punched him.
He didn't punch nobody out here. Look, I said at the beginning, before we called you, that I would offer to take the ring back and sell it and split the profits with you. So why don't we just go ahead and do that?
Like I would ever even get that money back. Like, you'd ever give it back to me. No. Plus, you cheated on me. You did this. You did this. What are you not understanding there?
Look,
why do you deserve anything else from me?
Sherry, I'm sorry, all right? I made a mistake, and I'm just hurt a little bit now, and I need that money back to pay my granny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're hurting because my daddy came over and whipped your ass. That's what happened.
God.
Wait, did you see anything?
You sent me a picture of your bloody nose after he left. You told me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can understand
why you tell me.
Doesn't trust him. I mean, you know, he kind of broke that.
God bless.
Trust.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, okay, now that this is all out there, Chance was so talkative a while ago, and now he ain't saying crap. Yeah. What about the ring, though, Sherry? Like, is it still in your possession, or has that already found a new home?
The ring, no, I mean, I have the ring. I have it. I haven't sold it or anything. It's just there.
Yeah.
God, this is just crazy. Oh, my God. I guess it's crazy. This is a weird morning. Yeah. I mean... God, I'm on the Rice Guys.
Good morning.
I love you guys.
It's our 16th birthday show, too. Can you believe that? You're here now.
This is
crazy.
Oh, boy. Yay. Let's get a cake. Oh, my gosh. I'll take the high road. Okay? You know what? You guys are nice. He did this to you. He did this to me. This is who he is. Cut him out of your life right now. Okay? I can send the ring. And then you give it back to Chance? Can I send it to you and you give it back to him?
Let's give it to him. Hell no.
Please.
I don't want
to
do
it. No. No. I don't even need corporate to veto that. Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't want any exception of that ring.
Yeah, we can't be in possession of that or in transit with it or anything.
We're just the media liaison.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, Chance, I'll send it to your mom. Okay? You can get it from your mom. All right?
Yeah, but, that's nice of you to take the high road. Paige is sitting here shaking her head no. Like, don't you think maybe you deserve at least to take the half of the few thousand dollars that it would retain in value, maybe?
Did he say a few thousand, or are you assuming a few thousand?
No.
Well, he said a few thousand, then we calculated it to be 2,100, but he said he rounded up.
Okay. Okay, all right, well.
Chance, I'm not putting words in your mouth, Emma.
No, that's exactly right.
Okay.
You are so... No. Either you're full of crap or you ripped me off. It's $500. The ring is $500. Trust me, I know. It's $500. Maybe $600.
Somebody done had it looked at.
Yes, I did.
Well, you have to.
Still a lot of money.
You know, it's still a lot of money just to say goodbye to.
Yeah, so y'all could sell it for like $100 and split 50 apiece.
Yeah, go out to dinner. Somewhere good.
God bless. Oh, my God.
All right. So in closing, we have come to some kind of terms on this. Sherry will send it to Chance. She'll send it to your mom, and then we'll go from there, and then everything's done. It's over with.
If he can leave me alone after this, that would be great.
You should send your dad over there with the ring. Send your dad over there with the ring.
Oh, gosh.
Chance, I'm kidding. All right, Sherry, thank you.
Sure, thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy 16th birthday.
Thank you.
Or whatever, anniversary. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes, thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Chance!
What?
Yes.
Why don't you not say the whole, the family drama? You cheated on her.
Well, I mean, I may have left that out, but there is family drama. You know, I mean, her daddy came over and assaulted me, so that's drama.
She said he punched you out.
It was not a good experience, I say that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, at least you get to move on. You don't have to deal with any court system with it. You you just get to move on and you get the ring back. And you know, maybe a buddy of yours will need a ring. You can sell it to him or something. Who knows? There's a million things you can do with it. Check with your mama though, okay?
I absolutely will, you know. And it's perfect. She's actually going to send it to my mama because I actually live with her now. Since Sherry broke up with me, I moved back in.
So she's not going to get it. You're going to be sniping the mailbox, waiting for somebody to pull up. He's going to get it for sure.
You're a porch pirate.
Now, what'd you borrow $700 from your granny for?
Oh. What's that?
If you had 14, did you really pay $2,100 for it? Or did you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did.
I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy. Jimmy Jack Jackie. All right, Chance. Good luck with the ring, okay?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all your help this morning.
Okay, thank you. It's simple right there. He never had, he borrowed all of it from his granny.
Yeah, granny bought the whole ring.
Now, what if she $700 ring. She had it appraised, five or six. Dude, boom.
Oh, wait, what, she could have just said that to, you know, kind of devalue his, you know, kind of deflate him a little bit and take his portion out of it.
Talk about his tiny wiener and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.